Things You Only Wish You Knew About Ichihara Yuko. A Triple X Holic Cardcaptor Sakura fanfic, written by Still Skies. Summary: 20 Things That People Do Not Know About Yuko. 20. She deals in hopes and dreams, wishes and desires, but silently she makes wishes of her own. Hopes of grandeur that will never be granted, for those who grant wishes should have no wishes of their own. 19. They met when she was 12, young and hopeful and alive, and he came into her life like a whisper on the wind, promising her things that have all come to pass, just not in the ways she had expected or wanted. 18. There are precious few she dare call friend, for she, above all, knows the darkness that lurks in the human heart. 17. Domeki Suzuka's soul is a prize coveted in the other world, garnering as much attention as Watanuki's eye, if not more. However, she has laid claim to it. The price Haruka paid was steep to keep his grandson safe from the very things he can protect Watanuki against. 16. Maru and Moro were modeled after two girls she knew when she was younger. They had always been together, and not even death could separate them. 15. Sometimes, when the rain is falling and the sounds echo through the empty shop, she takes out a pair of spectacles from a drawer in her room and wonders what could have been. She quickly puts them away, however. She is not one to dwell on what-ifs and could-have-beens. 14. There are days when she sits in the yard and feels Watanuki's gaze on her. She never turns. She doesn't want to see the pity and sadness that color his face when he thinks she's not looking. 13. It doesn't take long to figure out where it's all headed. The outcome had been decided the moment Clow had split his souls. The second Sakurahime from Clow country had been born. The only thing left unseen is the path, though it saddens her the more it is unveiled. She knows the horrors and the decisions that await them, and only hopes that they are all strong enough not to break. 12. There are things that she wants to teach Watanuki, things that Clow taught her, things that he wanted to teach him but couldn't. She is waiting, though, because the things he needs to be taught are being learned slowly. When the time comes that Domeki cannot teach him anything more, she will take over. She will tell him what he needs to know, even though she knows it will destroy him. 11. Clow had been fond of pecan pie and apple cider. They are the only two things that she has never had Watanuki prepare, not because she doesn't like them, but because she does not know whether she will cry or throw them across the room after being presented with them. 10. The customers who flock to her are people who are capable of saving themselves, of granting the wishes they so eagerly pay for. So very rarely does she have a customer, like Watanuki, who genuinely needs her help, and so rarely does she meet people like Domeki, who earnestly figure situations out for themselves. It is the customers like them that give her job meaning. 9. When Domeki became her customer, she had smiled and looked at him. He had stared resolutely back and asked what the price would be. She had merely looked back at him before speaking. "The amount of blood he lost," she had said quietly. Himawari had bit her lip and moved forward, but Domeki had stopped her.
Is that all? He had asked.
And when Himawari protested that the blood loss could kill him, Yuko understood that he had been prepared to give Watanuki his life, if it had been required. That is all. 8. She held a special place in her heart for Himawari. The girl was cute, but her steps were heavy with the burden fate had bestowed upon her. 7. There was a time when she was younger where she protested, loudly, that she would never have children, never fall in love. As time wore on, she realized that her protests, which had been laughed off by Clow, were pointless. She had 7 children. Sol, Larg, Moru, Maru, Watanuki, Domeki, and Himawari. And her heart had been captured by the trickiest and most infuriating man she had ever met. 6. She has a secret fondness for lonely winter nights. 5. As much as she despises absolute solitude, she doesn't wish for others to be around her. She doesn't want to relive the pain of losing someone she cares about in the course of her unnaturally long life. 4. On warm spring days, she always has Watanuki prepare an extra cup of tea and gives him the afternoon off. It is on those days that Keiki appears, smiles charming and harmless. As much as she wishes to completely indoctrinate Watanuki into the world he is slowly becoming a part of, she does not want him to meet Keiki. Though his spazzing is amusing, she fears that Keiki's gift would interfere with the natural progression of Watanuki and Domeki's relationship. 3. She has been called many things over the years. Witch of dimensions, butterfly mage, godmaker. But the name she wishes to hear is gone, lost to the wind and a smile that faded into the sunset. 2. Kinomoto Fujitaka and Hiragizawa Eru are as much Clow as Yue and Kerobos are. They are parts of his soul, contain his magic and memories. But the essence of him, what made him who he was, can never be replicated. It comforts her, because she doesn't think she could say goodbye again. Instead, she leaves Kinomoto alone and teases Hiragizawa mercilessly, and she is content. 1. The taste of alcohol had always been repulsive to her. It clung stubbornly to her tongue, choking her with its potency. She chokes it down, however, to seek the solace of oblivion, though it so rarely comes. Sometimes, though, when she has had just enough, she can hear her name whispered in her ear, feel the breath tickle her cheek, and she allows herself to grieve for all that she has lost, and for what she will lose when this saga comes to a close.